Now, final week on Hobart Hit Brekkie, and we thought we'd get this lady in one more time. She's a good friend of the show. She's the leader of the Tasmanian Labor Party. Can only be Beck White.
Morning, morning. What a privilege to be here.
Keep going. She's prepared a few things.
Some stuff that we wrote down and passed to her.
Well, Beck, in all seriousness, you've done so much for the show. You've given so much to us. So we thought it was a no-brainer to get you on for our final week on air, as we have done with all our close friends. Look, if the show went for 9 hours, we could get everybody in.
Look, and I will say before we start the chat is, you know, we've had a lot of politicians on the show over the years, and we will continue to as we go around Australia. But one thing that Beck always did, which I really appreciated, was took the time to come in face to face. And not many people have done that for us.
No.
And I know, Beck, you know, we were just chatting about this off air. I've seen you at many events, you know, face to face with people. You take time, you listen, you hear what they have to say. I've seen it on Facebook. It's actually, you know, boggled my mind when, you know, people comment you and go, do something about this. And you reply and you take the time. And massive round of applause for the work
absolutely.
That Beck does.
I mean,
she cares. You really do care.
Do you pride yourself on that, Beck? Because you're so right, Jim. It is something that you do a lot of. Is you're always there. You're always there. You're always here in the studio.
Physically there.
You're always there. I mean, is this something that you purposely try and do? Do you know that you even do that?
Well, it's why I do what I do. It's what I love about what I do. And it's probably very similar to what we were talking about off air. It's that engagement with real people.
Yeah.
And the part of my job is being in Parliament, making laws, and that's really important. But the reason I got into this job was because that I want to represent the community, and the best way to do that is to be amongst people who are in our community. So I love doing that. It actually gives me energy because the job can be quite taxing at times.
Yeah.
But being out, talking to people, understanding what's happening in their life, it actually gives me the energy that I need to keep going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I ask, and apologies if I had asked this before and I missed it, what was the thing that changed in your life when you went, I want to get into politics? Was there one thing?
There wasn't one thing. I didn't grow up in a political family, but we did talk a lot about politics and what was happening in our local community from a community development point of view. So I was always interested in what was happening. The time that I got involved with the Labor Party was before the 2007 federal election, and Kevin Rudd was eventually elected. But for me, two key issues which are similar again this election was climate change, ratifying the Kyoto Protocol, and also dealing with work choices in the industrial relations system, making sure people had good, secure jobs. So for me, my involvement with the Labor Party really started then. And has continued from that point.
Beck, another thing I love that you do as well, and again, we've spoken about it many times on the show, is obviously you're a working mum as well, but you're so proud of that. And I just think that is so beautiful. Of course, giving birth to Hudson.
And naming your child Jimmy.
Yeah, I know. middle name is Jimmy. But the fact that, I mean, you said that you're not fazed by the challenges of being a working mum. Of course, I mean, you were taking Hudson to work with you as well, which was just such a beautiful thing. How did that make you feel as a leader here in Tasmania to be able to do that?
Tired.
Yeah.
Beck still came into the show as well. I was like, how do you do it?
It's a great privilege because I'm in a job where I can do that.
Yep.
And so I was very aware of that as well, because there are lots of women who would have loved to have been able to take their child to work and they just couldn't do it. So for me, I feel really lucky that I could. And it's also another reason why I'm really passionate about this job, because I want other women to have those opportunities or to have the flexibility so they can choose that if they wish, and for parents to be recognised equally in the caring roles that they have looking after kids, because I think that's part of the challenge is a lot of the time women are regarded as the primary carer, so it's them has to take time out of work or do that type of thing. Whereas if we recognise equally the role of parent in raising children, that'd be great for dads too, because they could opt for that option rather than feeling the pressure that they have to go back to work. So I think there's still significant structural change that we need to see across the country to make it fairer for parents and recognise the important role they have in looking after kids if you're a mum or a dad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, just checking my notes here, we have a federal election this weekend.
Just kind of slipped your mind.
Yeah, no. Have you guys seen anything?
Yeah, federal election in 3 days. Okay,
got you. what will you be doing this weekend? And I guess what would your message be to those people out there who do want change?
Well, the only way to change the government, I believe, is to vote for Labor if you want to have a different approach for our country. So for me on election day, my usual job and the job I'll be doing this Saturday is I'm booth captain, which is a funny title.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Lovely promotion. I'm out at Sorel. So I'll set up out there about 6 o'clock and I'll be there till 6 p.m. doing the handing out how to vote cards, which I think people either hate or they love, but I'll be there to talk to the community about why I think voting for Labor is really important this election, because if we do want to see action on climate change, if we do want to have it, you know, fairer system of childcare, in particular cheaper childcare, to give parents better choices about what they do with their work and life balance, then Labor's the only party that's offering that action to fix some of the terrible situations in aged care. Properly paying aged care workers and recognising them for their work, and protecting and supporting Medicare, which healthcare is a massive issue for our state. Yeah. So for me, I think it's a no-brainer in terms of the support the Labor Party should get this election and hopefully gets to change the government, to change our country, to make it fairer and to make sure people get a better chance of accessing those essential services.
Well, Beck White,
when you're giving out the, you know, how to vote things, do people like just not even notice that it's you? Like, you know, their head's sort of down, they're like, and then they look up and go, oh, it's Beck White.
I'm normally yelling at them because they're normally my family.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. How are you? What's going on? How's Uncle Derek?
Yeah. How are the kids?
How's Uncle Derek voting? Has he got one of these?
Beck, thank you so much for everything you've done for the show, for showing up in person, Jim. I know you said it sounds like a small thing, but it means a lot to us that you show up here every single time.
I love to see you guys, so that's why I can't.
No, look, I mean, Nathan and I, you know, we'll go to the opening of an envelope. I'm pretty sure every event we've ever been to, Beck has been there, and not always in an official capacity, just to be there and to meet people. And I,
oh, you can certainly hear it at the Jack Jumpers.
But that is something I'd love people to know, because I know that always, you know, people don't get to see that, and we are lucky enough to see that. I know how much work you do put in, Beck. So
thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah, you're great at what you do, and we wish you all the best whenever the next federal election comes
state
up.
State election.
Let me check the notes again.
But thank you.
Yes. Federal and state, different
I'd
ones.
I'd also like to give a shout out to Grace.
Oh,
gets overlooked. Outside. She is, but she's the one that helps me get on air with you guys and does a lot of behind the scenes work, and you guys are a good trio.
Oh, thank you very much.
Can't work without
Beck.
One that's another.
That's awesome. That's why she's come with us on this national show, because without her, we're absolutely nothing.
Yeah. And if you had the best of packages 2018 when Grace was here.
Oh, God, fell off a cliff, didn't it? Beck White, thank you very much. We adore you. We can't wait to see you around.
Thanks, guys.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.